WBC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Duns River Falls and Park introduces new ticketing system. We look at that in this week's program. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for tuning in. Duns River Falls and Park occupies pride of place as one of the most sought-after attractions worldwide. The facility is managed by the Center and Development Company, SADCO, on behalf of the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC. The UDC is constantly seeking to improve service delivery at the attraction and has introduced a new ticketing system to help accomplish this mission. The new ticketing system came in effect at the end of May and allows for the streamlining of business processes, collection of more accurate and timely data, reduction of financial risk, and increased access and capacity control.
We are stepping out from the old to the new to allow us to manage the access to Duns River Falls more efficiently and to be able to monitor intake and activities at the fall.
General Manager at the UDC, Desmond Malcolm. The new ticketing system at Duns River Falls and Park will also help to reduce the time visitors spend waiting at the entrance of the facility.
Sometimes you have a long wait depending on the crowd, and it's a better system to allow us to accommodate the thousands of people that pass through on a daily basis.
UDC's General Manager Desmond Malcolm. The new system will promote compliance with the existing single-entry rule, with re-entry only allowed in cases of emergency. Non-residents will also be able to purchase tickets through the Duns River website at dunsriverfallsja.com. Tickets for non-residents cost $20 for persons aged 12 and over, and $12 for children aged 3 to 11. The change in structure will not affect the price Jamaican residents pay. Upon proof of residency at the park's entry, a Jamaican resident 12 years and older will pay $600 and $300 for children aged 3 to 11. The attraction is open daily from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on cruise ship days from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over the years, Duns River Falls and Park has achieved significant milestones. In 2004, the facility was named most popular and exciting attraction by cruise officials and leading Caribbean tourist excursion by the World Travel Awards in November 2009 and 2010. Now to our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC, through the St. Anne Development Company, SADCO, manages several attractions in St. Anne? These include the Green Grotto Caves and Attractions, Duns River Falls and Park, and the Ocherius Bay Beach. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 922-831-024 or visit our website at udcja.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or visit our information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston. That's it for this week's Urban Scope. I am Camilla Guthrie.
Making development happen.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.